USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's Supreme Court will begin a new work week at full strength for the first time in many months, as Brett Kavanaugh has been sworn in as the High Court's 114th Justice. The 53-year-old judge confirmed to the post by the U.S. Senate just a few hours earlier.
The nomination of Brett M. Kavanaugh of Maryland to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Vice President Mike Pence there announcing the final vote of 50-48. Later, as Kavanaugh took the oath, protesters were chanting outside the Supreme Court building. After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang earlier today, he posts a photo of himself and Kim on Twitter saying that progress towards denuclearizing the North continues to be made. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
More now on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the High Court. Shortly after that Senate vote yesterday, President Trump blasted Democrats during a campaign rally in Topeka, Kansas, for how they handled the confirmation process.
You don't hand matches to an arsonist, and you don't give power to an angry left-wing mob, and that's what they've become.
First Lady Melania Trump is wrapping up a four-stop African trip in Egypt after visiting Ghana, Malawi, and Kenya. During the trip, she says she's had a great opportunity to see the results of efforts by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, firsthand.
We are helping them on the journey for self-reliance.
Tropical Storm Michael off Central America now will impact Mexico, Cuba, and then the United States Gulf Coast, according to the National Hurricane Center. It could reach the Gulf Coast by Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The nation's largest mattress retailer filing for bankruptcy. Mattress Firm blames its rapid expansion in recent years, during which it often opened locations very close to each other, resulting in what it calls the cannibalization of sales. The Houston-based company filing for Chapter 11 protection in federal court in Delaware Friday, saying it plans to close up to 700 of its 3,200 stores around the country as part of its reorganization plan to stay afloat. In court documents, Mattress Firm lawyers say the company's previous management team made miscalculations as it rebranded over 1,300 stores it had bought from competitors over the past 2 years. They say it now has more than $1 billion in liabilities and has over 50,000 creditors. Music legend Tina Turner reveals in a new autobiography that her husband gave her a kidney. Turner writes in her book, My Love Story, which is out later this month, that her husband and longtime partner, Edwin Bach, stepped up to donate the organ when she underwent an operation in April of last year. Her own kidneys had failed her after a homeopathic course of treatment she took after suffering from a stroke and intestinal cancer. She goes on to add that, incredibly, some people still believe that Bach only married her for money. The Yankees and Astros win yesterday's two baseball playoff games. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com for USA Radio News.